Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Product Marketing Manager at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Daryl Eicher, Senior Product Marketing Director at Oracle. This is another podcast in our Practical Path to AI podcast series, where we've been covering how artificial intelligence is reshaping the business landscape and help you better understand how to get on the path to AI adoption. Today, we'll explore how process automation and robotics can help you get AI to work for your business. Welcome, Daryl. Right now, there's plenty of excitement around the huge potential of automation in businesses, particularly regarding robotic process automation, or RPA, and artificial intelligence, or AI for short. Can you first describe what RPA is for our listeners?
Well, thanks, Kelsey. These two technologies really have the capability to drive significant productivity and time-to-market advantages for companies of all sizes. And to understand what RPA is and how it can help companies employ AI and related disruptive technologies such as blockchain and IoT, we have to take a step back and think about what an AI does, what it needs to be helpful in an enterprise context. RPA is a subset of process automation that focuses on repetitive human tasks. It provides record and playback that mimics the exact steps that employees perform to interact with systems that may or may not have modern APIs. This gives transformation teams the ability to digitize end-to-end processes such as hire to fire, inquiry to order, or application to settlement for new home loans. RPA robots can be easily trained to log into a system, enter data, copy and paste between SaaS and on-premises systems, and commit transactions exactly as human operators do. And this frees employees to engage with customers by taking the friction out of their business conversations. AFG's IT manager of home loan services, Andrew McGee, spoke to me about how process automation has really impacted his business recently, and he's seen his capacity to innovate triple. Time to market reduced by up to 4x, and cost of ownership dropped 45% since beginning his transformation with Oracle's SaaS and hybrid cloud platform. For AFG, taming legacy complexity is a mantra, and process automation with RPA really offers quick wins that don't require changes to the underlying systems of record.
So it sounds like the software may be really clever in terms of what it can achieve, but the robots will do exactly what you have trained them to do each time, every time. This is their great strength, but can it also be their greatest weakness?
Yeah, you know, it's important to think of RPA and AI as really peanut butter and chocolate. They're both great, and they're even better together, but they're not the same things. It helps me to think of these not as just more technology, but as digital workers. Some of these digital workers are efficient but rigid, while others are more adaptive and need much more context to be effective. The global volatility we're seeing due to automated trading shows the limits of RPA. It's not a weakness that RPA robots do exactly what they're trained to do quickly and accurately, just like it's not a weakness that buy-sell triggers work fast and independently to automate stock trades. That's great for productivity and governance, but RPA robots need to be orchestrated and managed to ensure that intended business outcomes are consistently achieved in day-to-day operations. And that's where API-first design, dynamic process automation, and artificial intelligence come in.
Peanut butter and chocolate, I like what you did there. So then how can RPA and AI work together to provide value?
You know, AIs are digital natives that can be employed to optimize automated processes and make what seems like magic look easy. It may sound like science fiction, but the Japanese government is banking on AI to address their near-term home healthcare challenges. The world is watching SpaceX transform the cost of transporting heavy equipment with reusable, AI-controlled, autonomous booster rockets that can safely land themselves. AIs are obsessed with learning, and they need real-time data, and lots of it, to be helpful and relevant in real-world applications. There's really two big application patterns that AIs contribute to in an enterprise context, and they're conversational interactions and best next action recommendations. We experience the power of these patterns working together every time we ask Google for directions on our smartphones. That feat requires streaming data and the digital processes needed to convert the raw data into personalized recommendations in time for your next turn in rush hour traffic. I recently spoke with Bobby Patrick, CMO of UiPath, to get his perspective on how RPA and AI work together for firms of all sizes across financial services, healthcare, and public service industries. He helped me to think of RPA robots and AIs as virtual assistants that augment an enterprise's digital workforce. Simply put, RPA robots are the brawn to get repetitive tasks done efficiently, while conversational AIs and best next action recommendations boost productivity for your employees, who are and remain the brains of your business operations. Process automation is really the linchpin that helps digital and human workers do better together in the intelligent enterprise.
I love how AI and RPA offer immediate productivity gains and can build engagement by really taking the friction out of end-to-end business operations. How can companies start employing these and related disruptive technologies to transform their operations and drive new revenue streams?
Well, Kelsey, like landing drone rockets in perfect tandem or recommending a faster route home from work, the way is simple, but getting it to work at scale is anything but easy. How does the right partnership and cloud platform help transform IT? Well, build a shared library of integrations, quickly automate end-to-end processes using pre-built connections, and then optimize those digital processes with conversational AI and best next actions. Sounds simple, right? I asked the CFO and CTO of Rubicon Red, Matt Wright, how he's been helping bring conversational AI and process automation together for his retail and home health customers. His eminently practical approach is to pick the right partners, platform, and projects to deliver quick wins that actually build the foundation for what his customer, Ryan Close, the executive general manager of National Pharmacies, calls conversational governance. Now, National Pharmacies competes with much larger firms for the loyalty and engagement of their 350,000-plus members. Building shared libraries of standard operating procedures and integrations gives their business architects the pre-built components they need to quickly assemble, release, and analyze new innovations. Using Matt's simple approach and Oracle's hybrid cloud platform, Ryan's transformation team is seeing 250% sales increases from projects delivered in a matter of days. And Ryan really credits API-first design thinking with extending the governance and automation beyond his back office to include every aspect of his customer experience. National Pharmacies is really transforming their business by retooling both their IT and business leadership. And it's working in the face of stiff competition, including Amazon. I think if you look at what HBR, MIT, industry luminaries are saying about skills being the biggest barrier to CEOs adopting AI, you'll see why Ryan and Matt are making magic happen while building the trust they'll need to win in their new markets.
Yeah, Daryl, that's great. I love that insight into those customer examples. So before we close, do you have a personal example you'd like to share about RPA and AI?
You know, I think about the future of work in the intelligent enterprise a lot. You know, I have two brilliant kids just entering the workforce and a bright three-year-old. It's not easy to make sure I've done everything I can to encourage their creativity, their resilience, and engagement in the mashed-up real and virtual worlds they were born into. Technologies such as process automation with APIs, RPA, and conversational AI offer the hope that my kids will never have to cut and paste across devices, apps, and reports. I know them, and they won't thrive in that kind of repetitive activity. I worry about how much screen time they should have and how to help them really co-evolve rules of engagement with like-minded thought partners as they find their way. If they drive, I want them to get the best available advice from a conversational AI. When they write, I want them to have virtual assistants that help improve their storytelling impact. When they invest, I want them to be able to find and engage trusted financial advisors that'll give them the insights they need to do well. AI and related technologies such as blockchain will power these and other day-to-day interactions. I've seen what Oracle's hybrid platform can do to help companies of all sizes grow their share of wallet and expand into new markets. RPA and AI, like peanut butter and chocolate, are two great technologies that go great together. My goal is to prepare my kids to be helpful and relevant in the intelligent enterprises they'll work for and with. I'm seeing that transformation from traditional to frictionless enterprises accelerated by creatively combining disruptive technologies, including RPA and AI. And I believe the future of work is bright, engaging, and frictionless.
Well, Well, thank you, Daryl, for sharing your insight into how process automation and robotics can help you get AI to work for your business. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. To learn more about AI and what it means for the enterprise, tune in to the rest of our podcast series, A Practical Path to AI. You can find more information at www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.